You're listening to WGXC Acra, Hudson, Catskill, 90.7 FM.
Everything is real.
Radio.
Everything is real. Radio.
Everything is real. Radio.
Everything is real. Radio.
Everything is real. Radio.
Everything is real. Radio. Radio. Radio.
The Everything is Real radio program broadcasts here on WGXC 90.7 FM every second Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. Don't miss it.
Wave Farms WGXC 90.7 FM thanks our volunteer programmers and their dedication to bringing interesting, exciting, engaging, and important programming to our airwaves. We thank all of our underwriters, one-time and monthly supporters, folks with WGXC bumper stickers on their cars, callers, interview guests, workshop participants, community partners, and listeners for their support. Without all of you, WGXC would not be what it is and where it is today. We invite you to join us in celebrating the station's accomplishments so far and all the exciting opportunities ahead for expanded community participation, education, and creative community radio. Make a one-time donation or commit to a monthly gift to show your investment in and support of our community. Visit wgxc.org/donate now to make your pledge.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Julia's Local of Round Top, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Nothing I've gained. Each day I'm full of sorrow and pain. No one seems to care enough for me to give me a word of sympathy. Oh me, oh my, wonder what will the end be. Oh me, oh my, wonder what will become of poor me. No father to guide me, no mother to care. Must bear my troubles all alone. Not even a brother to help me share this burden I must bear alone. Oh me, oh my, wonder what will my end be. Oh me, oh my, wonder what will become of poor me.
Good evening, my friends, family, and community at large. Thank you for joining us this evening. I am Kimberly Irwin, your host of Race Talks on WGXC 90.7 FM. awayfarm.org enterprise. Here, where every third Tuesday of the month from 7 p.m., we have the very necessary conversation on race and ethnicity. And we have it so that we may combat racism. And we like you to join us so that you are educated and know that in order to end it, we must keep discussing it. And now we're going to start talking here where
no topic is taboo.
Woo-hoo-hoo! In-house today, you will not believe, is Lex Gray, our award-winning singer-songwriter. She is going to join us a few minutes from now, but I did converse with her and ask her a few questions about what we were going to be talking about today, and that's why you were listening to Bessie Smith's Wasted Life Blues, because she mentioned that she was one of her inspirations. So we know a little bit about the blues. I think most of us have a lot about the blues right now what's going on in our country and because of our country around the globe. And certainly in places where the blues was made significant in the musical genre. And I grew up knowing a little bit about the blues from Billie Holiday. But before Billie, there was Bessie. And I'm not going to say too much more about that because we have, like I said, someone here on the show as our guest talker who is very well versed in ladies of color who just didn't get their just due when they were making music. But I wanted to share with you a little bit about Bessie Smith. She was a blues and jazz singer from the Harlem Renaissance, known as the Empress of the Blues. And she was very successful, selling over 750,000 copies in a month on one of her hit records in 1923, Downhearted Blues. She became, by the way, the highest paid black entertainer of her time. I think right now we look at, in fact, there was a cover of a magazine with several black artists who have now became famous and are able to show up on covers of magazines. But this was all because of riding on the coattails of women like Bessie Smith. And we can't say Bessie Smith, the Empress of the Blues, without in the same breath talking about Ma Rainey.
Can I interject with a huge irony?
Yes, please do.
That Bessie Smith, despite her high earning and her being such an influencer, she died due to injuries in a car accident because the hospital would not admit a black person. And she died because she didn't get medical care because of the racist policies in Memphis.
Right.
She was en route to Memphis, actually, and just due to segregation, she did not receive adequate medical care. She also has a really interesting, we're trying to figure out her tie to Catskill, because she was in the Rabbit Foot Minstrels with Ma Rainey, and Ma Rainey and her were actually, they were openly bisexual, they were lovers, they were mentors and mentoree, you know, they definitely lived their lives out loud, and a lot of their music is still alive today in the form of rock and roll. A lot of times you'll Google a Led Zeppelin song and you think it's a Led Zeppelin song, but it's probably a Ma Rainey, a Bessie, or an Ida Cox, or a Memphis Mini song, chances are.
Now, Lex, I want to make sure we get you in with your bio. So give me a second to
be able
to share the bio.
No worries.
And then you can definitely update us on more information about these ladies and black music in general from how you perceive your music, or you've used your music coming from these different traditions. So of course, we can't have a segment talking about the blues and rock without having a talk term. One of the talk terms is accommodation. Many people think of accommodation as being negative, or we can think of it as being a representation or being of honoring music and musicians that have come before. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, how it's a more of a ameliorative term and not a pejorative term. So that's what we're going to look at. Black music being a big part of American history and culture, with traditions being brought on by the enslaved Africans that grew into very powerful styles. The spirituals, what we sing in church, blues, which we're going to talk about more, jazz, gospel, soul, and rock, of course, and even rap. Hip-hop rose from the city streets to become a worldwide movement, which wouldn't have taken place had it not been for women like Ma Rainey and Bessie Smith. Mm-hmm. Also, like I mentioned, there were women now who were gracing the covers of magazines. Now they can get really good medical care, right? Women like Beyonce and Rihanna and Lizzo. So we want to pay homage to these women. And thankfully, we have Lex Gray here, who is a local. And she is doing us really a good service, because she would be doing her yoga right now. We're going to talk more about all of what she does. But I want to mention a little bit about her. Lex Gray, an award-winning singer-songwriter and recording or artist. She has original music that's deeply rooted in the blues and the songs of suffering, liberation, and enlightenment. In researching the roots of her musical influences, she became fascinated with the history of vaudeville troupes, which she'll talk more about, burlesque, prohibition, and the struggle for equality. Her latest show, Women of the Blues, highlights the talents, passions, and struggles of women who spearheaded the genre and got little credit, like she mentions already. Lex is also a local historian and yoga teacher, offering community yoga weekly in the village of Catskill, and I promise we won't let her go before we find out how we can get more of Lex on a maybe weekly basis. All right, so Lex, please share with our listeners why you find yourself here today on Race Talks.
Well, I really feel that music is the way to connection and the way to solve a lot of communication problems between all types of people. You know, right now we're living in a media assault. There's so much hate speak. There's so much division. And I don't think we're spending enough time talking about our connection and how important our connection is, especially like what's going on in our country, on our planet. That we need to be tighter. We need to be able to really put things on the table and not worry about offending people or being politically correct. We want to be able to say, hey, this is what I want to say. We need to be together right now. We're in something large together. And if we are separate, and if we see each other as not similar and not wanting the same things, then we're really missing something.
You've got that right. And I wouldn't even know you had it not been for Garrett Roche of the Roche Solid Truth, who's our producer here, and he's co-hosting today, because he met you and shared with me information about you. So Garrett, who's also going to help with our call-ins, please say some words to the listeners and make sure we get that number in.
518-622-2598. Let's build the bridge of positivity. Make this happen, listeners, please. Again, that's 518-622-2598. And you want to press option 3, by the way, if you'd like to weigh into this incredibly dynamic conversation and have your say. And also, Lex, you and I met along with a mutual new friend to you, especially of ours, and a friend of several years of mine, Johannes Frebo Parker, John Parker, at the Park Theater recently.
Yes.
In yes. Hudson.
Yes, when we did our second Woman of the Blues show, and that show started out as a presentation for the Historical Society and the Bronkhaus Museum, which I'm actively involved in, and in the preservation of history and the celebration of local history, especially when it comes to music. And this Woman of the Blues show, I'm trying to connect this to Catskill, because there is a house that was supposedly used to house black entertainers when they visited upstate New York, because believe it or not, you know, they couldn't stay in
segregation
motels. I mean, yeah, it's
couldn't eat at the restaurant.
Mind blowing. So. Mm-hmm. So they had this place which is right here, and I know that several of the troops that Ma Rainey and Bessie Smith were in, I couldn't guarantee that they stayed here. But I know that Bob Cole did, and there was a hobo tramp camp. This is just some interesting local history.
That's right.
And Bob Cole had a vaudeville character called the Tramp, where he actually wore white face and like a red wig and looked kind of like a redneck hobo tramp guy. And I'm just wondering if he got that character from observing, you know, the hobos in this area, which were kind of infamous.
Perhaps.
So, pretty wild stuff. Pretty wild stuff. You know, not what you would think. That a lot of those vaudeville troops, just an interesting thing, because I know that blackface is a very sensitive topic, but white actors wore blackface, black actors wore whiteface, and sometimes black actors wore blackface, and the whole idea was these guys were in a troupe together. There had to be some unity there, and I think they were poking fun at the societal mores because that was the only way that they could safely call attention to it.
And I do think that we don't talk about this much because, like you said, division was the key back then. To write anything.
Still working on it now.
Well, it's coming back. You know, it's brought back. But magazines and newspapers, if they were going to say anything about the different ethnic groups together, they had to make it negative.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, all of these positivity or positive movements and groupings happened. But you had to be there in real time to exhibit or to see what was being exhibited, correct?
Absolutely.
I just want to also mention a little bit about Ma Rainey, because I believe most people know when you say Ma Rainey who she is, but I just want to like do the Google part of it. She was born in 1886 and died in 1939. She was known as the mother of the blues, so she's our first.
Mm-hmm.
And she was born Gertrude Pridgett in Columbus, Georgia. And it's very interesting because both of these women come from the South. Right. When I think Mississippi, was it?
Yeah. And Ma Rainey was born in Columbus, Georgia, I believe.
Okay. So I want a little bit of a background. And then I want to throw in a word of wisdom. The blues tell the story of life's difficulties. And if you live long enough, you'll have the blues. And that was by B.B. King. I want to get some men in here. Garrett. I know we're going to play two of our guests' songs. One we're going to start to play before the round table, which is coming up. Would you like to share the title of that and get ready to...
Yes, indeed. Just one quick note in from John Parker here, if you would, please. Lex is very clear. Perhaps her mic a bit more volume. You and Kimberly, perfect. All right, if you could go a little closer to the mic, please.
No worries.
Dear Lex, thank you so much.
If I can interject something, Ma Rainey also had a really great quote. First of all, you know, she was the first one to have the gold teeth. She rocked the grill.
No, I didn't know.
She had fancy, really fancy gold jewelry. And they say that her style came a lot from, like, the West African call and response songs, where, you know, people would go back and forth. And she had a quote, and she said, "I want to explicitly celebrate the woman's right to conduct themselves as expansively and even as undesirably as men."
Well, we started with Bessie Smith, so we want to make sure that we
go over to our next song. Which is by our very own Lex Gray and the Urban Pioneers, entitled "Ain't From Mississippi."
Though she was.
Catchy tune, everyone. Get up and dance if you like.
I never walked in
you didn't go to Brooklyn, New York. You came to Catskill, New York. No, you probably did go to Brooklyn, New York, too, right?
There is an old headline from an 1850s newspaper up here, and it says, Brooklynites descend on Catskill Mountain Town. This is 1850, so I think people from Brooklyn have been coming up here, and then eventually some of us get addicted to the lifestyle and stay. And I do love it here, even though, yes, I was raised in Brooklyn and New York City like my whole life. And if you told me 40 years ago, you're going to live in upstate New York in a little beautiful country town by the Hudson River, I'd say, are you crazy?
Aww. Well, you know, this area is home of Woodstock.
it's really a beautiful, beautiful area with great people. I've made amazing friends here and amazing connections, and I'm very, very fortunate to have a great yoga practice here, and there's a lot of nice music venues, and it's a really good hub for fresh food and self-expression and hiking and nature, and I mean, I can't say enough good things.
Well, it's so very rare that I have the opportunity to ask people about their own music, so I actually asked Apple Music to play this song for me, so I was listening to it in the car, too. I love the growl you have, the rasp, it's infectious, you know. I was just like jamming in my seat here. Where did this come from?
Well, definitely listening to a lot of these old mistresses of the blues singing. And what really got my whole interest piqued is the way that they take the tragedy that is, yes, their tragedy as a woman, as a poor person, as an African American, as a bisexual, openly bisexual person. I mean, wow, that's a wow.
Yeah, that is a wow.
That's a huge wow. As a style icon, I mean, I'm sure they had a lot of haters, you know? and to stand up and do this and to take their blues and their tragedy and make it something that's so incredibly universal that no matter what your personal blues are, those are those true emotions that are human emotions. They're not exclusive to a color or a gender. These are universal human emotions, and they make them so like we're all feeling this exact same thing. What could be more uniting to know that we all have this pain, and then to rejoice in that pain and use it as a way to connect people to say, yeah, I feel that way too. And how are we going to change that?
Garrett?
I do see so much of that going on in my life, Lex and Kimberly. Thank you very much. what I see is, even in my own personal life and the people in it around me, all the beautiful souls, I see like once there's a bump in the road now, there's more and more great people just pulling closer together with each other. And as I say, besides laughter, one of the best medicines is for one to look themselves in the mirror. And I believe it all starts with, speaking of performances, Lex, the mirror being turned on the audience. Like, for instance, you hear about all the things in the media with having people from one country concentrate on what's going on in other countries around the world. Where it all starts is, look, if people look themselves in the mirror, how are people within those countries, born and raised in those countries, treating each other? And then go from there, because that could be a big solution to a huge number of problems.
The music definitely.
Just to put it very briefly. And, oh, just quickly, by the way, text in from Mr. John Parker. He said, this is a fab show. And if anyone else listening thinks it's a fab show, please call 518-622-2598, option one. That's area code 518-622-2598, option three, excuse me.
I was just going to say, he's texting you.
Option three.
Why is he not calling in? I wanted to say that music...
Go ahead, John, call if you like.
Music goes through people into their hearts, and it transcends and goes transcontinentally through to everyone. I think what in the England with the, what were the group called that came here, and they were all the big rage, the Beatles.
The Beatles.
So, you know, people hear the Beatles, and even the Beatles will say it's the blues that they that makes them that were that really gave them musical their musical masterpieces.
Yeah, they cut their teeth as a blues and vaudeville band, and like playing at like burlesque theaters and vaudeville theaters. So, I mean, entertaining the people during like times of depression. It was, you know, it was definitely an interesting time when they became famous. And usually when people are depressed, they go out and they want to hear some music. So, you know, that's maybe the one good thing about having a little bit of a blues time in our country right now and on our planet. But we are going to work our hardest to turn all of that around.
I know that we are going to play another one of your songs going out of the of our, or I should say as the outro. But what's coming down the pike for you that we can maybe visit or enjoy?
Well, I do a lot of community work. I offer a community yoga class every Friday. It's pay what you wish, and you don't have to pay it all if you can't or don't want to. And all of the money goes to local charities. And the website to get the full schedule of all the yoga is CatskillYogaSanctuary.com. And I run a lot of programming. I'm working on a kids program for the summer, a week-long free program called Farm to Fable, where children ages 6 to 12 will explore yoga, healthy eating, music, and theater from 9 to noon every day, the week of August, I think it's 17th. You can send us an email if you'd like, if you're interested in information about the program. And once again, that is free. And that is farmtofablecatskill@gmail.com if you'd like to send a youngin to our wonderful summer program, which we are putting together right now. And and I'll be appearing at the Rip Van Winkle Wine, Brew, and Beverage Festival on Saturday, May 10th. And that is a fundraiser for the Fortnightly Club of Catskill, which I'm active with. And that money goes to maintain the playgrounds and free recreational spaces in our town and village. So we're on it, trying to make this place a beautiful, accessible, welcoming community.
Oh, we've not even begun yet. And there's good karma going on here because May 10th is the day after my birthday, Lex.
Yay!
And thank you, dear. And
get that in.
As I say, I like to envision Hudson as a positivity community. I even joke it's hipper than Woodstock now. But we are really just going to continue, as I say, to build the bridge of positivity. We're going to keep this bond going. There's so much that I could go into that takes much more time than the time we have on this radio show, but really, we have a caller calling in.
I wanted to also mention that when we look at connections between different people of different ethnicities, you know, Luther Vandross, who is everyone's favorite, I think, he absolutely worked with white rock musicians.
Oh yeah.
So he was like a backup singer for some, you know, really important and famous people. So it goes
both ways.
Looks like
the notification for the call just cleared off the screen. Caller, can you please call back? We'll answer you straight away.
Yeah, music is a big bonding thing, you know. When as a musician who gets on stage with other musicians, you're not thinking about what they look like or anything. You're thinking about what they're bringing to the performance, and you're connecting on this amazing kind of cosmic, intuitive level, you know, when you jam. So, you know, you're viewing a person from like the deepest inside of their soul, you know, which is, you know, an amazing way to be able to see people. And, you know, in yoga they say namaste, and you know, you can mail that in. But what that really means is, even though we might look very different on the outside and our lives might be completely different, I see the greatness in you, and I hope you see the greatness in me. And that's what namaste means. What a greeting to say to someone, hey, I know that we don't know each other. I don't know what kind of baggage you have or what you're doing, but I see the greatness in you.
Exactly.
And imagine if we can all walk on this planet meeting people and wanting to see the greatness in them. The very first thing, wow, you know, what a concept. I was in India in January doing a Ayurvedic training, and
wow, wonderful.
People look you right in the eye and they say namaste, and it's not like, oh yeah, hey, how you doing, you know, it's a real, like,
thoughtful.
I see your soul, I see you. Just for somebody to look at you and say, yeah, I see you, with love and compassion. It's very addictive. You know, at first it's weird. I remember when I moved here from New York City and people would say hello to you on Main Street, and I came back to the house and said to my husband, you know, people drinking the Kool-Aid here, they're all looking at me and saying hello like they know me. What's going on? I didn't realize, you know, that's kind of how normal, friendly people in a smaller town behave. In New York, if someone says hello to you, you know, you look at the ground and you scurry away. So,
oh, did you grow up in the city?
Yeah, I did. Ah. So it's definitely a different interaction. You know, if you look somebody in the eye and give them a big smile, they're probably going to follow you home. You know, but,
or ask you for money.
Yeah, or ask you for money, totally.
That happened to me today. Well, not around here, though, in a bigger city. Oh, but you mentioned playing in Hudson. Also at the...
We did the Park Theater, I think it was in November, and hopefully we'll be back there again. We'd love to do like a Sunday afternoon there. What a gorgeous venue.
I was going to say, and it's great to be able to, you know, open the doors, or is it the... I don't know if it's a door or if it's the actual wall that opened up, so you can like get the air from the outside and, you know, you can stay on the outside. But I think you played while it was a little bit chilly.
This was indoors. The Park Theater is indoors, but it's beautiful, and it's the venue kind of suits the music because it's from that era with the textured tin and the peeling walls, and it, you know, it has a lot of that that 20s 30s romance about it, like a lot of great architecture does here.
And if I may interject, please, I've discovered who that caller was. It was John Parker, your AKA Johannes Weibo Parker, also author of two most recent books, Anastasia Again, The Hidden Secret of the Romanovs, and Grand Duchess Anastasia, Still a Mystery. But he tried calling in. Apologies, as John, I believe we were so engaged in this and encompassed in this dynamic, lovely, thought-provoking conversation that the call signal went off on our laptop here that accepts the phone calls before we could get to it. But he has a question via text. He said, tribe calling in, here's my question. At times, Mae West seemed like a white woman with the spirit of a black blues singer with a white face. What influences are there in her stage persona?
Okay.
What do you think, Lex?
I can actually, hopefully factually, answer this question for you. Her muse was actually a local woman named Ava Tengue. Ava Tengue came from Canada when she was a little girl, and her family moved to Cohoes, New York. And she sold out the Cohoes Music Hall like every night of the week, you know, back when that was like Collar City and it was all factory workers. She was very short, very plucky. She was very well endowed, both uptown and downtown and in the middle. They say that she was not attractive. She had a very loud voice, and her song was, I don't care. And she had this kind of, you know, very vaudeville, belty voice, and Mae West was captivated by her and her ability to make money. She made something like $3,500 a week in like the 1870s.
Wow.
Whoa. Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, definitely an adult-themed kind of naughty body show. And that was actually one of Mae West's biggest influences. But also, you know, the vaudeville and the burlesque was made up of a lot of these wonderful troupes, like the Rabbit's Foot Troupe. They were either all African-Americans, or they were mixed, and they did these little vignettes and songs and imitations and homages and a kind of social satire skits with songs and all that sort of thing. And she was definitely raised on that sort of entertainment, which is kind of addictive once you get into it. It's
Well, I know that. I just looked that up. What $3,500 was in, I think, like around 1900s was $100,000.
Wow.
And I'm thinking about that time period where women, like you mentioned, you know, women were thought about as being attractive or not attractive, not as being talented. Mm-hmm. And when you look at money and their earnings, specifically those of color, they didn't have a lot of places to be able to put their money.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
They
were, you know,
they weren't allowed to own real estate. Right. I mean, imagine, you know, you need a man to buy a house.
So they got screwed, I would say, an awful lot of times.
I'm sure. And, you know, on some level that is going on for a lot of people, it goes on in the music industry a lot. You know, it is what it is, but we have to work on it not being the norm, right? And calling attention, shining a light, right? If you don't shine a light on the issue, it's never going to get addressed. And a lot of people have fear, you know, there's a lot of fear going in. Nobody wants to ruffle feathers. Nobody wants to, you know, piss anybody off. I hope that's not inappropriate to say, you know, you know, and, you know, but you have to take a risk a little bit to shine a light in those corners. You know, we have to shine a light in all those dark and dirty corners. Everybody out, you know.
Well, you were talking earlier about jamming. Can you tell if some of the artists you had the privilege of jamming with?
Oh, wow. Let's see. Clarence Gatemouth Brown. It was amazing. Warren Haynes of the Allman Brothers. I'm going through it slow.
Take your time.
I'm just trying to think of like some names that like would that everybody would know. The band Soul Coughing. Members of the Red Hot Chili Peppers. The great Bill Sims, I should have put this list together ahead of time. I'm sure I'm missing some.
We keep it real here, so I mean that's one of the reasons why we don't have a conversation before the conversation.
Right. I'm sure I'm missing some amazing people right now, but I just my brain wasn't drifting there. But
Maybe some callers could weigh in with a few.
I've had the privilege of playing with so many amazing, talented musicians, like both impromptu and formally. And, you know, and I love to jam, and that's how I write most of my songs. That's how the song In It Together came about. You know, sometimes you just open up a channel and you kind of channel. Right. You kind of just, you know, things come to your mind and issues and you just spit it out very extemporaneously and that's kind of how this song happened.
Absolutely. And we're going to be listening to In It Together in a little while.
Well, I know that you've been written up in many different newspapers, the rock diva with a 24 karat gold voice. Who was that?
Yeah. Sometimes you sound a little like Stevie Nicks, too.
That's so cool. Yeah, that was from Theater Week. I definitely did a lot of vaudeville and burlesque in New York City, as well as a singer and storyteller. You know, there was a burlesque revival after 9/11 in New York City, and my band was, you know, honored to be part of it. And we wrote the theme song for the Va Va Voom Room.
How cool.
Yeah, it was really, really a very cool time, and it was a very liberal, open, inclusive performance show. A lot of people of color, a lot of LGBTQ people, a lot of really outrageously talented performers from every ilk, and it was amazing to be involved in something like that. It was mind expanding for sure.
Well, to put together a group, you definitely, you know, you meet a lot of different members and you have to put together a group. How did your group evolve?
Well, the Urban Pioneers were a concept, and we started in the back room of a Brooklyn bar because everybody was making these very big overproduced records. And we were like, oh, what about an acoustic thing to really show off, like, my voice and to be, you know, to lean into the blues a little more. And then suddenly, you know, this whole unplugged thing started to happen. So we started out as an acoustic band highlighting the songwriting. And then the demand kind of came in to be a little more rowdy. And we were the house band at CBGB. We were the house band at Hogs and Heifers. You know, we definitely played New York City in a very interesting time for rock and roll and live music, and I'm very grateful for that. So we expanded to be an electric band, and we've, you know, we've had some revolving door members, and the band evolves, you know, as a concept, and it's really great to play the older songs now through a new lens, being a little older, you know, just seeing things in a little different way and seeing kind of how some of the older songs that, oh, we can't play that song, you know, it's so out of style. Now it's back in,
yes,
and it feels,
yes,
appropriate again. It's like, you know, so it is kind of interesting how we could be in the business long enough to kind of see trends come full circle. And, you know, I never thought I'd be in the business long enough to, like, tell a younger person in the business they have less rights than I had at their age.
Wow.
I mean, that's, you know, that's a big one. That's something that affects me daily. But, you know, we all have to work together to try to reverse that trend.
So I'm seeing some, or I'm thinking there's going to be some protest music coming up.
Well, actually, sometimes the best way to protest is not to show anger and to rah, 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 but to say, hey, we're all the same people wanting the same thing. And if we can all see eye to eye, even when we don't see eye to eye, let's agree to disagree, but understand that we all want the same thing. We all want peace and freedom, and we want to love who we want to love, and we want to live in peace, and we want to have medical care, and we want to have access to education, and we want to have, we don't want to have censorship. You know, I mean, I think these are elemental things.
Correct.
that we all want, and we want to see people treated the way we want to be treated. You know, I mean, what's going on in our country now, it's like, wow, how can I say I would be afraid to leave here and say, oh yeah, I'm an American. You know, it's kind of weird.
Yes.
Like, you know, to take people off the streets and all this crazy stuff, and it's concerning. And I think that the only way that we can not succumb to something like this is to keep our connection much stronger than even normal, like to really stay connected with level-headed, like-minded people. It's very important now.
And I want to make it a very clear distinction, because you did mention people, taking people off the street, and what this administration is doing, he's not just taking people off the street, he's taking people of color off the street.
Mm.
And when you label people Palestinian, or label people coming from South America, these are people of color. And like I think someone in my office was saying, first they come for those people they think they can get away with, mm-hmm. and then they come for you. Like even in Germany, Germans at one point were also rounded up and put into these places in Auschwitz and other places. Polish people were. So I think people don't want to inject this type of historical understanding, but if you don't know your history, you're doomed to repeat it. And we want to believe that all of us want the same things, want peace, you know, and prosperity for all, but that's also not always the case. So
there's many out there, and some are in positions of power, and many are actually in our everyday lives. They live their life trying to destroy other people's positivity and trying to bring them down and feel power and pleasure.
Still their musical soul.
I almost feel bad for those people. Like, it's just,
I know,
like,
right?
Wow.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm so sorry.
The one thing that pulls them out of control, though, Lex, is when they see 1, 2, 3, 4, and then turning into more and more and more people gathering together, the great ones, that much more, singing, dancing, laughing, like what you help people to do, as well as being informed and educated. I mean, your band is like what I would call a professional entertainment band.
indeed.
And there's another point, is that we don't get up and see the heads of state every day, wherever they may be, whatever country they may be in. We see our friends, our families, our neighbors, and that's why we want to turn the mirror on the audience and say, How are we treating our friends, families, and neighbors? Because if people aren't treating their own families and immediate people in their lives with dignity and joy, then why would they treat others that way?
Well, and part of yoga is also like the self-love. A lot of people don't treat themselves with love. And, you know, it's very, I mean, I work on that all the time. You know, sometimes the voice we use inside our head for ourselves is not the most nurturing voice. So that's, you know, kind of the first voice we have to change, is to soften yourself a little bit. And I know that's hard. I'm a hard-charging, high-energy person and, you know, driven. And everybody, we want to succeed, and we want to do what we want to do, and we want to get recognition, and we drive ourselves to do that. And
for
then,
sure.
And then, you know, the little voice is like, oh, you know, what if nobody comes? What if you stink? What if this doesn't matter? You know, I mean, we don't always treat ourselves with the most love and support. So we have to kind of start there and really believe in our mission as artists, as humans, as beings on this planet, interacting with each other.
Well, I did entitled well, this episode Songs Carved in Truth.
Wow.
And I'll give you a moment to think about it, but are there any song titles that, you know, that are motivating and you can share, maybe your own or someone else's, that, you know, can be a good significant positivity for this moment?
Well, with a little sense of humor, this Ida Cox song comes to my mind, Wild Women Don't Get the Blues. but, oh man, songs
I
carved
like that.
In...
Wild Women Don't Get the Blues.
I believe it may be about time, perhaps, to listen to, we have 10 minutes of the program remaining. Can you believe how fast time flies with radio time, which is a absolutely beautiful time, especially when it's a program like this evening. But I believe we're ready to listen to Lex Gray and the Urban Pioneers with In It Together.
Remember, we're all in this together.
Are we at that time, well, that host?
I actually wanted to have you both share some more songs, but we can hold off on that song, on that note,
because
we'll play
truth.
Like 3 minutes
that.
Of her last song. I think it's, what, 7 minutes long, but we can cut it to 3 minutes or so.
5 minutes, 11 seconds.
I thought you'd use the outro as kind of the bumper out, because it's a little bit of kind of thematic to what we've been talking about.
Can you share
about
a little bit about the song that they're going to be hearing with us then?
Well, this is a kind of a stream of consciousness song, and... this album was recorded during COVID, largely, big chunks of it. So it was a very interesting process, and we were outdoors a lot, which was nice. And neighbors were really kind to us, making noise outside and bringing us beverages and being very encouraging.
Sweet.
Yeah, it was really amazing. I mean, you know, if you did that in New York, they'd call 311. You know, so... So, yeah, it definitely was a very liberating experience, and it was our kind of our only connection to people. And when we would jam, like, you know, when you're holding a lot in, you're not interacting with a lot of people, you're that dam of emotions, you know, once you move that boulder, boom, you know, it all starts to rush. So this thought came out that, yeah, we might not see eye to eye, but we're all in this together, and we need to have the power as a human race to get this together and make positivity happen, because we're really on a precipice.
Yes, we are. All right, so I do want to extend my heartfelt thanks to you, Lex Gray. I love your name. Is that really your name?
It's my stage name, darling.
That's a beautiful name, Lex Gray. And Garrett Roche, the co-host and producer, and you, our beloved listening community. We're all love here tonight. Lex, you did mention, though, we can find you at a yoga studio and...
CatskillYogaSanctuary.com. If you're interested in the music, LexGreyMusic.com, LexGrey, and you will get my summer schedule. I will be appearing locally. And I would love to see you. And thank you so much for listening and supporting listener-supported fantastic radios such as this.
Thank you so much, WGXC. Absolutely. And we are also able to get you in touch with Lex Gray via www.kimberlyirwin.me on that website. And I want to say you can find us on YouTube at Intercultural Connect also, because we have been filming this, videotaping this. So that would be great if you'd like to see the inner workings of the studio here on WGXC. And until next time, I want you to remember, education is key, discussion is a must, and music is truth. Love, beauty, joy. Namaste. In It Together, Lex Gray and the Urban Pioneers leads us out.
I don't really care about the things that I once knew. Mysteries of the mind. And I can't really go seeking nothing if I don't know what I'm trying to find. I want to stand up and shout it, stand up and shout it, stand up and shout it.
LexGrayMusic.com. Well, that was Lex Gray on YouTube, but as I say, we have Lex Gray in the studio, and we were jamming.
When I started drinking you were jamming warm water there to help too. Me lose weight, my friend.
And so we are so enthralled having, again, a live musical artist here in the studio with us. You don't even know. I'm in awe.
It is my great pleasure, and thank you so much for opening these dialogues monthly, and maybe in our lives we can try to open them daily with love and with compassion and acceptance. And
hopefully it'll be TBC, to be continued. Yeah. Thank you enough, Lex.
Absolutely.
In a few thank seconds, you. We're closing out now. For now. Peace, love, and positivity, everybody.